4CBA Mobile.
CLX Mobile, monitoring.
KB4CBA.
I hadn't talked to you in a long time. KB4CBA and 6CLX, Mike.
Mike, well, it has been a while. How you doing?
I don't know how I could do any better. It's a beautiful day. I'm on my way home from work. What a great time.
That's always a good feeling when you're on your way home from work. I remember those days. I'm on my way to play tennis, so I've been retired for almost April would be 8 years.
And you're keeping up with us too. That's good.
I'd rather be working, but anyway, that's another subject for another day.
I dream of all the days off I'm going to take, and, you know, or if I'm just getting a vacation or just taking one day, I think, I'm gonna enjoy the crap out of that day. Before I know it, it's over with. Like, what did I do?
I can remember, taking a week vacation, and I remember the last few years, I would get so upset because the day before the vacation ended, because I knew I was having to go back to work the next day, and it would just really upset me. I mean, it really got to me. The vacation just wasn't long enough. Of course, they never are.
Last weekends, and I got to a point where Sunday, I was just not happy. Sunday evening, I was a mess because I just was thinking about all the stuff I wanted to do that didn't do. Now I just don't worry about it.
Well, Sunday was one of the busiest days for me because I was leading worship, leading music, and so it was sometimes a 9-10 hour day, just depending on rehearsals or staff meeting or whatever might happen after the evening service.
A busy day for a lot of people. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law were doing that. They finally just had to call it quits. Because it took more than Sunday. There was a lot of practice days. They put a lot of time and effort into it.
If it's done right, very few people realize the time and the effort that you have to put into putting a rehearsal and an order of worship together every week. And, I mean, you're starting completely over on Monday. And, of course, you're planning ahead with the choral part of it, with the choir and maybe the praise team and the praise band. You got to plan ahead. And, people just don't realize what all is involved with that. And then you got the rehearsals. And you got to be on top of your game there. And you got to keep people motivated and pumped up. And it takes a lot of energy to do that. You can't just go into rehearsal kind of, ho-hum, you got to be pumped up and lots of energy, and so that spills over to the group that you're rehearsing, and it's contagious. They get it, and that's what pumps them up and gets them going. And I would actually feel better coming out of a rehearsal than I would when I went into it.
Pop up randomly on the stage and start playing and make it sound good. had to pause there. My term of endearment for I-85 is the NASCAR Raceway, and man, today it's outliving that term.
You lost me on the NASCAR Raceway comment. Explain that one.
Sorry, totally off subject. No, I'm just driving home on 85. I call I-85 the NASCAR Raceway. And today it's beyond NASCAR. I had a jacked up truck on one side of me and a Lexus on the other, both going 90 passing me.
Now that's crazy. I mean, being driving that fast and people don't realize, how many feet they would travel when just to react to something. They say it takes a second and a half, and then you have to take your foot off the gas and apply the brake, and then you start stopping. But in that second and a half, if you're going 90 miles an hour, you're traveling a great distance before you, you even react to something in front of you. So, but people don't get it.
I'm just watching out for it, and I'm keeping myself prepared. I don't want to have to change lanes and get in front of one of those turds.
Well, now, I took a lot of trips. I planned trips with one church I was at for the senior adults, and I would take them, drive them, and sometimes we'd take two or three vans. And this is back when you could put 17 passengers in a van before they came up with the law. I found that if I just drove the speed limit, it was a lot more more pleasant ride, especially for me, because you weren't fighting that traffic and you were just letting people pass you on the left and let them go and you're just putting down the road I felt a lot better than trying to get into the left lane and try to go around slower traffic.
Sick and tired of having people, what they call it in NASCAR, the car's 6 inches behind you. They like doing that too here. I just get over and let them go.
I do not envy your position. anybody has to drive 85 to go to work, come home from work. I just don't know how they do it. It would drive me insane. I used to have to drive from Traverse Rest to the Motor Mile, and I just went, once I got into Greenville, I would just get on Stone Avenue, which became Lawrence Road, and I would just take Stone Avenue all the way in to the Motor Mile, and that drive would just, it would drive me insane. Oh, me. And because your average speed was about 25, 30 miles an hour.
N6 CLX getting time with the repeater. Yeah, I do this every day. And I've got my speed, and I set it on cruise. One thing that helps me out, Dave, is this car's got radar cruise. So I just, even if I'm on cruise, it just starts following the guy ahead of me.
CBA. Yeah, our both of our vehicles have that, and it's a great thing. It really is. It keeps you a safe distance from the car in front of you, and you don't have to worry about it. You're just going, going along with the guy in front of you, and it works out good. I use that a lot on trips. because it just works out so much better.
A year ago, I had to buy a new car because the Jeep got wrecked by a deer. So I bought a used Toyota Avalon. Best thing I could have ever done, because people see me driving in that Avalon and they just know I'm going to be slow and poke. They don't push. They just go around.
They don't make those anymore. And Tom talks about that N0TR. He has one, and he just loves it. And and he says, I don't understand why they quit making them. You know, and I'm like, I don't know, Tom. You'd have to ask Toyota about that. Who knows? But they are nice cars.
Because people quit buying them because they all want super duper Lexus or the SUVs. I bought it because that's what I could afford.
I understand they're going, Toyota at least is going all electric next year. I don't know if that's true. I just bought a 23 4Runner, so I may have one of their last internal combustion engines. Who knows?
Out their full line of electric. Toyota's been pushing hydrogen. They want to keep the internal combustion, but just with hydrogen. But it's just not taking off. So they finally, that's why it's big news. Toyota finally has decided to get on with the electric. I'm sorry to say, but I'm still going to be the last person on Earth driving an ICE car, an internal combustion engine. I like my ICE. I'm going to be the guy that's having to drive 30 miles to find a gas station.
Talk on the radio and find out where they are, because I'll be right there with you. Oh, man. I wish I had a place to park my Mustang. I wish I'd just kept the thing and instead of getting rid of it. And because I really miss the roar of the engine. And but now you can buy the roar if you miss it. And for $800, you can have that installed. And it gives you different levels of sound, you know, different sounds, different volumes, and you can select, you know, what sounds you want in your exhaust.
For $10, you could probably buy a CD.
They install, like on these electric Mustangs, they'll install exhaust pipes. And so they'll make it look like it's got an internal combustion engine.
Well, I'm going to ask something really stupid. If you buy an electric vehicle, what's the point of having exhaust pipes? Well, then, you know what? What's the point of buying an electric Mustang? Oh, boy, this thing could just roll around in circles.
And people miss the sound, and I would, you know, and I don't know, I guess I'm just old school, but, you know, I've got a cousin that he bought one of the first, Teslas that came out, you know, they're like, 125,000, and of course, I mean, he still got it, and he loves it. He's taking us for a ride. I'll never forget it on Haywood Road during Christmas, and we put it on auto drive, and I mean, it's just amazing. The car stopped when it was supposed to stop. It started off, and he didn't have to do anything. I was just totally amazed. But and you know, things got crazy amounts. Those electric motors literally have a ton of torque, so you got a lot of takeoff power in those things.
Yeah, the electric vehicles, the EVs, there truly are, especially Tesla, it's a luxury vehicle, and it's nothing more than that. I don't want to have to rewire my house just to charge my car. It's just not going to do it. I'm sorry. It's easier to keep gas cans all over the place than to try to find spare batteries.
That's one thing I've wondered about is, how our power grid structure is gonna handle all these EV cars that people start buying them and plugging them in at night, and if they can't handle people running their heaters on a cold winter night, have brownouts, then what are they going to do when everybody plugs their electric vehicle in? And that's going to be a disaster.
Every EV takes, I can't remember the numbers now, it's like 150 pounds more of copper, and 50 pounds more of steel, which is like, and then not to mention all the rare earths and the magnets and the lithium. You know, an oil well is pretty tiny, especially when it's pumping, but a mine is huge. So what all these green fanatics going to do when they're having to dig up the entire world to support their green life?
Question. I'll let somebody else worry about that. Hopefully when it gets bad, I'll already be dead, or maybe I'll just be in La La Land and won't care by that time.
You'll be wheeling around in your internal combustion engine wheelchair.
I found my mom's driver's license. Actually, my wife found it in my dad's stuff when he passed away. And my wife died in 59. I was 4 years old. And, I mean, my mom died in 59 when I was 4 years old. So her driver's license was metal. It was one of those rectangular metal things. And she had some keys. She had a house key, a car key, which was a key to my dad's 50 Chevrolet, and she had two other little keys that said Vroom on them. Well, we looked it up, and sure enough, as soon as I saw the picture, I remembered I had a big tricycle, I put this Vroom engine on there, and it made engine sounds. Well, it had a key to it, so you could turn the sound on and off, and of course, my mom had the keys. So she was in control of the noise. You know, when it got to her, I guess she could, you know, she'd come out and turn it off.
That's funny. Well, Dave, I'm getting close to the house, so I guess I better let you... I don't know if you're parked and waiting or what, but I'll have to let you go. It's been nice. Thanks for the company back in. And I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow. This is N6CLXL. Be clear on your final.
Mike, well, I'm sitting here at Sugar Creek getting ready to play some tennis as soon as everybody else shows up. And, I've got you full quieting on the input frequency, so we must not be too far apart. Anyway, have a good evening, and sure is nice out here. And breeze blowing, and sun shining, and it's like 77 degrees, 78, something like that. So, anyway, enjoy your evening, and enjoy the key slip. 73 KB4 CBA, clear.
for TFW Monitoring.